This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Try to lob it into Zwiener. It was not a very good pass, but she's able to tap it to herself. Double team, back to Dow, back to Zwiener. She's outside the lane, now backs her way in. Good move, and she'll put it up and score. Laurel with 8 of the 12 points here.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Amherst as the Broncos battle the Pleasanton Bulldogs. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Into the middle of the lane, Cameron Klingelhofer for Amherst. He clears out. Martin drives the lane, puts it up no good. With the rebound, Cameron Higgins back up and in. Higgins having a whale of a tournament so far.
It's another showdown of two longtime FKC rivals. Expect two spirited clashes tonight in Amherst. It's the Bulldogs and the Broncos coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR sports director Doug Duda live from Amherst right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com as we get ready to bring you a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader between two backyard rivals, the Amherst Broncos hosting the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Happy Friday, everybody, as we get another weekend of high school athletics underway. We are looking forward to bringing you all of tonight's basketball action, girls and boys doubleheader. Pleasanton comes in unbeaten. Amherst sets at 6-2. In our boys' game, a couple of teams that maybe don't have the records they had hoped to. Pleasanton's right around 500, and Amherst is looking for their first win of the 2010 calendar year after getting off to a 2-0 start. They've struggled since then, but when it's Amherst and Pleasanton, it doesn't usually matter what the records are, and we'll see if that is the case again here tonight. The Pleasanton girls struggled their last game out against a 1-8 Eustis Farnham team, ended up pulling out the win 41-35, but that's their closest game all year long. They had a close one against Wilcox Hildreth, winning by 7. They also won by 7 against Arapahoe in the finals of their holiday tournament. But Pleasanton, putting it very honestly, the only team that they played with a record close to theirs was Hitchcock County, who was 11-2 right now, and they beat them in the holiday tournament. Outside of that, a lot of teams that are 500 and below, and so the bulk of their schedule, Amherst has a winning record, SEM, Ansley, they're the next three games. Ravenna's still on their schedule, and Loomis might have a winning record by the time they reach them after the conference tournament. So maybe the tougher half of the schedule is still to come for Pleasanton. On the other side, Amherst has lost to Axtell and Kearney Catholic. They won the first three games of the year, and they've won their last three games of the year over Ainsworth, Overton, and Eustis Farnham. This is the first game here in this gym for the Amherst girls since way back on December 11th when they defeated Loomis by 3 points because they went to Axtell, then they had the holiday tournament on the road, then they played at Overton and at Eustis Farnham. In fact, they beat Eustis Farnham 41-19 last night, and as we just told you, Pleasanton only beat Eustis Farnham by 6, and that was at home at Pleasanton. So you never know. Amherst getting ready to take on Pleasanton. We'll look at the starters next.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dawgs.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour. Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
From now through January 18th, 25% off every pair of shoes in the store. All apparel will be discounted from 20 to 40%, and you'll save 20% on bags, socks, hats, and accessories. All baseball and softball gloves will be at 15% off. Our anniversary sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's girls contest. Brought to you as always by Five Points Bank, the better bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, your community bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off tonight for the visiting Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, number 13 is a 5'2" sophomore, Courtney Dowell. Number 21, 5'10" junior is Nicole Rasmussen. Number 33, 5'8" senior is Ashley Axman. Number 35, 5'10" senior Kelsey Vest. And number 51, 6'4" senior Laurel Zwiener. Head coach of the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs is Brenda Pates, assisted by Dustin Hanley. They are a perfect 11-0 on the season, ranked number 3 and number 5 in the Omaha World Herald and Lincoln Journal Star in Class D2. For the Amherst Lady Broncos, number 15 is a 5'5 senior, Chelsea Brown. Number 30 is a 5'5 senior, Kara Trampy. Number 42 is a 5'6" junior, Kylie Haynes. Number 45, 5'7" senior, Keisha Jurgens. And number 55, a 5'11 sophomore, Shelby Hammond. The head coach of the Amherst Lady Broncos is Nikki Eckhout, assisted by Jamie Klingelhofer. Amherst is 6-2 on the season, viewed as a contender in the Lincoln Journal Star's D1 rankings. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one at a time, Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll be back with more as we get ready for Pleasanton and Amherst right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Again, it's a first game of a girls and boys doubleheader here tonight at Amherst. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Plenty of great basketball going on across central Nebraska tonight. Glad you're with us here on KKPR. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip is next here on KKPR.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year, and all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs!
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Ron Evans and the entire crew here at Amherst for their hospitality. Roger, Tom, all of them that are here and getting us ready for tonight's basketball doubleheader. We're ready to go. It'll be the home white for Amherst with the red trim, the traveling red and white trim for the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs. Laurel Zwiener will jump center for Pleasanton. Shelby Hammond, the sophomore who started last year, will be jumping center for Amherst. Good post player, but again, she's given up about a half a foot tonight to Zwiener. The ball is in the air, and the opening tap, as usual, will be controlled by the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs. They move from right to left, and Amherst from left to right. As you view it along your radio dial, Amherst starts with a man-to-man. They go to Zwiener on the low post. She'll turn and spin, and a nice shot off the glass up and in for Laurel Zwiener. Hammond really had her played pretty good, but Zwiener makes a tough shot, and Pleasanton will slap some pressure on. That's one thing Amherst is going to have to handle out there. I mean, when Amherst has been beat, they've been thumped. They were thumped by Axtell by 22 and by Kearney Catholic by 26 in the holiday tournament. In fact, by 36 in the holiday tournament. Of course, the Stars ranked number 4 in Class C1, so maybe a little bit of a mismatch there. But Amherst has won a lot of close games, and they hope to keep this one close tonight. And trying to get the first shot of the game away is going to be Haynes. It's partially blocked in there, and the ball will be picked up by the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Amherst with their first turnover of the basketball game. Off the man-to-man, Pleasanton will go left baseline. Axman takes the 10-footer. That one won't go. Rebound pulled down by the Amherst Broncos, and Juergens comes out of there with her first board of the basketball game. They'll push the pace up to Haynes. Haynes is going to take a three-pointer. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Offensive rebound by Hammond, who's back up and in. Shelby Hammond with the offensive rebound, and Amherst ties the ball game here at 2. We're a minute in to the contest. Bring up the right wing. They'll go to the high post into the hands of Zwiener. She dribbles to the baseline. Turnaround jumper won't go. Pleasanton has not been patient on offense at all. It's been very short time possessions, and Kara Trampy of Amherst has come into the ball game and got that rebound. One of the five starters here sneaking in and touching the ball for the first time. On the way up the floor, the ball is knocked out of bounds, so it will remain Amherst basketball. Tied at 2, just underway here. Up top, Hammond at the free throw line, swings it left side, Haynes. Tries to make a ball fake on Best. Pleasanton sets in that 2-1-2 zone, as they always do. Sometimes the 2-3 look, depending on how far down Sweener sags. She doesn't come out to that high post very often. They've got her in there to get that bushel basket full of rebounds. Right side, Trampy drives. The runner from 10 is no good. Rebound's going to be pulled down to the backside by Kelsey Vest, and she has it taken away underneath the hoop. So Amherst is going to get another opportunity here. Vest got the board, but nobody to help her out. In the left-hand corner, Trampy. On the low post, they get it to Hammond. Trying to get it around Zwiener, and Zwiener blocks the ball away. And coming up with a loose ball will be Vest. Here comes Pleasanton into the front court. We're 2 minutes in, and we're tied at 2 here in our girls' game on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Know we've got listeners out there. Thanks for joining us today. Axman drives to the right baseline. Cut off. Can't get the shot. Hammond with a good defense. Goes to the free throw line. Zwiener. Zwiener with the leaner. No good. Oh, and Hammond got the rebound and threw it right to Courtney Dow, who missed the shot. Well, there you go. Hammond's going to get a couple of rebounds out of the deal, and that was a weird-looking exchange, and we come to the other end. We'll get it in the corner. Haynes. Haynes puts up the three, and Kylie knocks it down, and Amherst has taken the lead 5-2. I'm going to tell you one thing. The Amherst fans think that they can win this basketball game tonight. They're smelling upset. A lot of game to go, but you can tell the attitude is right as Axman misses at the other end, and Hammond has her fourth board, but then a double dribble call and trying to get it up the floor. So the third turnover here on Amherst. Kent Roper's and his three-man crew doing the officiating here tonight. So everybody familiar with each other, the officials and the teams, and Axman to throw it out underneath their own hoop. Kicks it up there to Nicole Rasmussen. They get it back to Nicole on a little give and go. Vest has the ball knocked away, and the steal is made. Pleasanton with her second turnover of the ball game. Up the floor will be Kara Trampy handling the point. Brings it to the right side. And tries to kick it into the corner. Axman was right there. Telegraphed the pass. Axman bringing it up. One on two. Ashley draws the contact. Puts the shot up. No good. The foul will be on Kara Trampy. Trampy wasn't set. She had kind of her back turned. And so Axman will go to the line looking for her first points here of the evening. 5-2. Amherst with the early lead, 4:47 to go here in the first quarter. And our first free throws of the game from the senior All-State candidate in Ashley Axwood. Free throw good. Axwood the leading scorer on this team. Axwood and Zwiener, probably about 75% maybe of the points that this team scores. But they have struggled a little bit here on offense. Sometimes they'll get you to 65, and sometimes they'll hang in the 40s like they did against Eustace Farnham. Axman will hit them both, and it's 5-4. Quickly up the floor, the ball goes into the right-hand corner to Tobenheim, who has checked in. Mariah will go back up top, reverse it to Haynes. Haynes to the left elbow, back up top. They'll go to Tobenheim, right-hand corner to Trampy. Tobenheim to the top of the circle, stops there. And just packing that zone in, Amherst will have to hit some outside shots. They're really pressuring with the guards. Courtney Dowell coming out, getting a hand on the ball. Amherst is being patient, trying to lob it down low into the hands of Juergens. Juergens to the free throw line, Hemmen. Hemmen's going to come down the lane, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. Hemmen makes a nice head fake at the top of the key and takes it in. And the foul is going to be called on Pleasanton's Allison Fisher, who just checked in, as did Kelly Bauer. And a chance for a three-point play here for Shelby Hemmen. 7-4 in favor of the Broncos, trying to make it 8-4, and Hemmen will. Completes the three-point play. She's got 5 points. Haynes has hit a three-pointer, and Pleasanton leads it by, or Amherst, excuse me, leads it by 8-4. Into the front court with it is Dowell. Over to Bauer. High post they go to Zwiener. To Axman. And it looks like Amherst still hanging in that man-to-man, sagging on it a little bit. They'd like Pleasanton to take some outside shots. Axman wants to drive right side of the lane to the left side. Contact on the baseline. Kicks it out to Dowell. Left elbow to Zwiener. Nice pass inside. Dowell has her shot blocked, though, by Hemmen. There's a good play run, but Hemmen slid down and made the good defensive play. And here we go to the other end. Three-pointer on the way off the front of the iron by Haynes. No good. Rebound pulled down by Axman, and Ashley, who's going to try and go coast-to-coast. Numbers aren't there. She keeps the dribble to the left wing. Goes to the baseline to Fisher. Fisher to Zwiener. Free throw line jumper. They're not falling right now. And the rebound brought down by Juergens. So here come the Broncos yet again. Nice pass down the floor. Hemmen got back. Beat everybody there. Good assist that time from Trampy. And Hemmen lays it up and in. And timeout on the floor by Pleasanton. I'll tell you one thing. Amherst is not afraid tonight. With 3:11 to go in the first quarter, it's the Lady Broncos 10 and Pleasanton 4.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Out of the timeout, Pleasanton brings it down to the baseline. Nice lob into Nicole Rasmussen, off the glass and in. So Rasmussen scores off that timeout. Nice play to cut the lead to 4. At the other end, another three-pointer is on the way. In and out that time from Haynes. Offensive rebound, Hemmen throws it up and scores. All kinds of pressure inside, but Shelby Hemmen already 9 points and 5 rebounds here for Amherst. Right-hand corner, Pleasanton has the basketball. Kelsey Vest. They spread it around the floor, and Axman top of the key, shoots the three. The first one of the game won't go, and Hemmen will have her 6th rebound. Zwiener is on the bench right now, catching a breather, and that'll give Hemmen a little more free reign in the paint. Into the ball game for Amherst is Jessica Fernandez to Hemmen. Hemmen in the paint, makes the drive, no good, and the rebound is brought down by Nicole Rasmussen. Outlet pass, they want to run to Axman. Axman goes around the defender and puts it up, no good, but draws the foul. Hannah Leach is into the ball game for the Amherst Lady Broncos, a 5-1 freshman. And the foul is going to be on Shelby Hemmen, her first and the team's second here in the basketball game. At the line is Ashley Axman. She's already 2 of 2 from the free throw line. And the first one is on the way and in. 12-7. Amherst leads it by 5. talking with Coach Nikki Eck out before the game. She likes the way that Kiana Leach has been playing and says she'll see some plenty of time tonight if everything works out. Second free throw, Axman, no good. Hammond has 7 rebounds in 6 minutes in this basketball game. Gives it off there to Leach. Leach outlet pass against the traffic is going to be batted around and stolen. Coming up with a loose ball, Nicole Rasmussen. Fifth turnover for Amherst. 12-7 Broncos, 1:45 to go first quarter, but they give it right back. Pleasanton gives it away. The steal made by Chelsea Brown. Pleasanton's third turnover. Brown, right wing, wide open three. On the way, but it's short. Off the iron, deflected out of bounds. It looks like it's going to be Pleasanton basketball. Amherst is now 1 of 5 from beyond the arc. But that's something they're going to have to shoot. The way that Pleasanton packs that zone in, they're going to have to shoot maybe a lot of threes in the ball game tonight. Zwiener is back in for Pleasanton. So you've got Laurel Zwiener along with Dowell out there, Vest, Rasmussen, and Bowers out there. So Axman on the bench with a little bit of a breather. Left-hand corner, Zwiener dribbles up to the high post. Looks for somebody in the lane. The back cut is there. Two players collide, and out of bounds it goes off of Amherst. Well, you're trying to get it down to Kelly Bauer, who's 5'2 at best. Now she's going to check out, and Axman's back in there, though the original 5 starters on the floor now for Pleasanton. Trailing 12-7 here. They'll take it out underneath their own hoop. The Dowell up top, the Vest. Into the paint, they get it to Axman. She'll make a nice move, off the glass and score. Nice job by Ashley Axman. She's got 5 points, and it's 12-9. Dribbling through the double team, all the way to the other end, pulling up at the free throw line. Trampy fires the shot. No good. We're going to get a jump on the rebound. Tying up Nicole Rasmussen and Keisha Juergens. The arrow points the way of Amherst, so they'll maintain possession. And now Hemmen will re-enter the ball game here for the Broncos of Amherst. And Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it into the corner to Kara Trampy. On the low block, they get it to Hemmen. Up and under, draws the foul. They double down on her, Vest and Zwiener. And again, I think the foul's going to go on Vest. Everybody wants Laurel Zwiener to get in some foul trouble, so she has to spend some time on a bench. But 2 times they've taken it at the double team, and 2 times it's been called on the second player involved. Vest with her first personal foul. And the first free throw by Hemmen is up and in. Well, if Shelby Hemmen has a whole game like she's had this first quarter, we're looking at a 40-point, 20-rebound performance. Second free throw by Hemmen. On the way, a little flat, and that won't go. Rebound brought down by Ashley Axman. Just under a minute to go here in the first quarter, 13-9 Amherst. Crossover dribble Axman trying to work on Trampy to the right baseline again. Kicks it back out to the free throw line to Zwiener. On the elbow, she'll take a dribble off the pick, throw up a jumper. It's no good. Rebound tipped out long, and the rebound brought down by Trampy. She'll slow it up just a little bit. 35 seconds to go here in quarter one. On the left wing to Tobenheim. Mariah into the corner. Open jumper from 15. It's up and in by Kara Trampy. She has her first bucket. 15-9 Amherst, 25 seconds to go in the first quarter here on Classic Hits. Nice crossover dribble by Dowell. Comes into the lane, kicks it off to Zwiener. Down to the low post. Axman has some room, spins, no good. And trying to get the rebound, it's swatted around and safe inbounds there. Juergens knocks it into the hands of Trampy. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Shot up by the Broncos is too strong by Chelsea Brown. The return back up and in at the buzzer by Juergens. A nice run to end the first quarter here by the Amherst Broncos. Great first quarter at home for Amherst, and the crowd approves on Parents' Night. After one, it's Amherst 17 and Pleasanton 9 on 98.9 KKPR.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to Amherst High School. One of the staggering stats here in the first quarter is that Amherst has out-rebounded Pleasanton 14-5. Amherst 5 turnovers, Pleasanton 3 in the first quarter. Free throw shooting, Pleasanton 3 of 4, all by Axman. And for Amherst 2 of 3, all by Hemmen. 3-point shooting, Amherst 1 of 5, Pleasanton 0 of 1. Ashley Axman leads Pleasanton with 5 points. Shelby Hemmen 10 points, 7 rebounds in the first quarter for the Broncos. Pleasanton will get the ball to start the second quarter. And we'll just have to see if their effort level and hustle steps up a little bit here. And matches what Amherst has done. In the paint, Axman turnaround jumper won't go, and there's Hemmen with another one. Here come the Broncos. Front court, right side, Trampy. Kicks it into the wing. Open there is Brown. Tries to get it back inside, and Axman swats it away. Back down to Hemmen. Working on Zwiener. She's well covered. Out to the free throw line. The jumper won't go this time by Juergens. And the rebound brought down by Ashley Axman. Largest lead of the game here in the early moments of quarter number two for Amherst. They're up by 8. Zwiener, wide open three. They're not even watching her, so she takes a couple of dribbles and fires the 15-footer. They're not going tonight for Laurel, who's usually pretty good from that range. And Kara Trampy gets the rebound. Pleasanton shooting a lot of these long-range jumpers. They're not getting in and getting the rebound. They're getting long rebounds, and the shorter Amherst team is getting them. And as Amherst brings the ball up the floor, Axman swats it off the foot of Trampy, and it goes out of bounds. So it goes back over to the Bulldogs of Pleasanton. Doug Duda with you on this Friday night as Pleasanton tries to make a comeback here. Down to Axman. Turnaround jumper won't go. Oh, Hemmen had the rebound, and Axman took it away. Probably fouled her. They didn't get the call. And probably the one reason is because the referee on the baseline was shielded. There's no way he could have seen that. And now Shelby Hemmen will get her second personal foul. That's a pretty big exchange there. And at the line will be Ashley Axman for the third time tonight. She'll shoot two. The first one good. Into the ball game now for Amherst is going to be Katie Klingelhofer, another freshman. And for Pleasanton, Allison Fisher's back in. Second free throw now for Axman. On the way, and it's good. So Axman is 5 of 6 at the line, and that's helping Pleasanton stay in this one early on. 7 minutes to go, first half. 17-11 Amherst. And here comes Mackenzie Bergstrom into the ballgame, another freshman. So Coach Eckout rolling the dice a little bit with the youngsters on the floor and the lead. With it is Haynes on the left wing. She's been the main three-point shooter. She stays outside that arc. Gets it to the cutter. Juergens in the paint. Swings it right side. Good ball fake. Drive off the glass from 8. It's up and in by Klingelhofer. Katie hits her first shot of the afternoon of the evening. 19-11. Pleasanton, Courtney Dowell. Front court. Swings it left side. Outside the arc to Zwiener. Down low block. Back to Axman. Axman's jumper won't go. And the rebound brought down by Mackenzie Bergstrom. Usually money the shots that Pleasanton. It's not like they're taking bad shots here lately. They're just not going in. High post. There's a free throw line jumper. Won't go that time for Juergens. And Zwiener will pull down the rebound. That is Laurel Zwiener's first rebound of the entire ball game at the 6:09 mark of the first half. And a timeout being called here by Pleasanton. With 6:09 to go here in the first half of play, it is Amherst 19 and Pleasanton 11.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and Amherst. Out of the timeout, it's Pleasanton basketball, but they trail here at Amherst 19-11 with 6 minutes to go in the first half of play. Pleasanton basketball, Rasmussen to the baseline. Fisher dropped it, gets it back out top, now into Axman again, spins around the double team and draws the foul. Back to the line for Ashley Axman. She's having to earn them the hard way. The foul is going to be called on Keisha Juergens, her first, That is her fourth personal foul, fourth team foul, excuse me, first personal foul. And Axman to the line. Free throw up and dancing on the rim and in. Back into the ball game for Pleasanton will be Kelly Bauer. Rasmussen out. Bauer, Dowell, Zwiener, Axman, and Fisher on the floor for Pleasanton. And the second free throw is good as well. Only two field goals in the game for Pleasanton, but Axman has hit seven free throws, 19-13 Amherst. Bronco basketball, Trampy between the circles to Jurgens. Right wing to Katie Klingelhofer. Back into the paint. The jumper is going to be up, blocked in there by Laurel Zwiener. And to the other end comes Axman. She puts the shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Mackenzie Bergstrom. And here comes Amherst on the run. Three on three. On the wing to Haynes. Gets it inside. Turnaround jumper blocked again in there by Laurel Zwiener. Back-to-back blocks on Bergstrom. But Pleasanton with the long outlet pass is going to be turned over. Axman threw it back into the court of play, but right to the two Amherst Broncos that were standing there waiting for it. Amherst will go into the corner. 12-footer up and in. Kylie Haynes. Pleasanton is just flat out slow right now. They are not getting out and guarding those jump shots. And if you're going to be in the zone, you better be able to cover a 12-foot jumper. And right now, they're not respecting that outside shot of Pleasanton as Wiener puts the jumper up at the other end. No good. Offensive rebound, though, that time by Fisher. Kicks it out to Bauer. Her shot, no good. Zwiener rebound once, no good. Second time finally goes. Laurel Zwiener now with her second bucket of the ball game, and it's 21-15. High post. They'll get it to Bergstrom. Kicks it out for a three-pointer. Trampy. It's going to be short, and it's going to go out of bounds. 4:29 to go here in the first half. Back in, Shelby Hemmen for Amherst. She's got two fouls, got to be careful, but had 10 points in the first quarter of play. And Amherst now wants to call a timeout. It's going to be a full-length timeout. 4:29 to go here in the first half of play. Your score is Amherst 21, Pleasanton 15. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
And Doug Duda back with you here at Amherst. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as the Broncos trying to hold on to that lead. Pleasanton has the basketball to Zwiener. Spin move baseline. That shot has not went all night for her, and nobody grabs the rebound. Again, I will correct myself. She hit it the first time she took it tonight, but since then it hasn't fallen. Not bad shots. They've got the right idea. They're getting it into Axman, shooting a lot of turnaround jumpers, Axman and Zwiener. They just haven't had much of them fall right now. Axman's got to the line a lot. At the other end, they get it to the low post to Jurgens, and there's another blocked shot. That time, Laurel Zwiener got her fourth. Picked back up, though, by Amherst. Axman goes for the steal, and Haynes is able to hold out of the ball. Inside Hammond. Nice pass that time from Jurgens. A scoop shot up and in by Shelby. A dozen points in the ball game from Hammond, but Jurgens with an outstanding assist, and the lead is back to 8, 23-15. Pleasanton ball, left-hand corner. They'll get it to Rasmussen. Out to Bauer. Back to Rasmussen. Up top, Best. There's Zwiener again. Maybe Pleasanton needs somebody besides Axman and Zwiener to shoot the ball a couple times. Zwiener's shot from 12. Left side, no good. Long rebound comes out to Kara Trimpe with her fifth rebound. Amherst basketball into the corner. Bounce pass into Hemmen. Spins in the lane. Covered there. Double team. Kicks it back out to Jessica Fernandez, who's checked in. And Kara Trimpe left wing. Fakes the three. Goes to Haynes. She'll shoot the three and hit it. Kylie Haynes with her second three-point bucket of the ball game. The lead is out to 11, 26-15. Amherst with the lead. At the other end, Axman thought about the quick three. Instead, she'll hold the ball. Dump it into the right-hand corner to Nicole Rasmussen. Skip pass left side to Vest. Free throw line, Zwiener. Sweener holds the ball high above her head. One dribble out top Axman. Now the three on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Hemmen. Hemmen trying to get up the floor through traffic. They've got numbers now that she gets up the floor. She'll skip it over to Haynes. Haynes ball fake. Back out top Trampy. Straightaway 16-footer short. Offensive rebound by Hemmen. Back up and in. Shelby Hemmen. What a ball game she's having. 14 points and 11 rebounds. 28-15. On the left wing with it, the Bulldogs. Kick it into the corner. On the way, Rasmussen. It won't go. One and done. Defensive rebound, Jessica Fernandez. Pleasanton doesn't want to let Amherst get too far up the floor or too far ahead here. And Haynes got rolled up. She was slow getting up. Now she comes to the other end, and she's going to go ahead and take the shot, see if it'll make her feel better. It rolls off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Hemmen, back up and in. Shelby Hemmen is just dominating this basketball game. 30-15. It's a 9-0 run by Pleasanton. And the Bulldogs are going to use their third timeout here. Well, they were trying to, but instead Axman was able to get it inside and score. And that's probably a good thing because Pleasanton already has used two timeouts, and that breaks the 9-0 run. Minute 30 left. Amherst needs to preserve this lead getting to halftime. Pleasanton just needs to hold on to things as Fernandez shot no good. Rebound Juergens up, no good. She's fouled by Laurel Zwiener. First foul on Laurel. And Juergens will go to the line and shoot two. And I've seen this group of girls from Pleasanton. Well, Axman and Zwiener have been playing since they were freshmen. And Pleasanton's going to call a timeout here with a minute 19 to go on a dead ball. This is a situation Pleasanton has not been in very much the last 4 years in the regular season. And so it's going to be some new territory for players and coaches. But just getting back to the point, it looks like Pleasanton, some of them are just dead dog tired in there, which is not what you usually see from this Bulldog group. They're usually able to get up and down the floor and handle things. And we mentioned in the first quarter how they were taking a lot of quick shots, and maybe that's part of the reason they're getting tired here is that there's been a lot of trips up and down the floor. But Pleasanton is just getting killed on the boards, and there's something you don't normally see. So Pleasanton needs to find a way to get to halftime and regroup a little bit while Amherst is riding the emotion right now. Juergens will go to the line and shoot two free throws here with a minute 19 to go in the first half. 30-17, Amherst. Trying to pull off what could be a shocking upset. Free throw up and in by Juergens. Although this is the kind of half that Coach Nikki Eckhout knew her girls could play, not only this season, but maybe a couple in the past, and they have played some great basketball, maybe their best half of the year probably right here. Second free throw, Juergens shoves it up there. This one won't go. One of two, and Best will pull down the rebound. A 14-point lead now for the Amherst Lady Broncos, 31-17. Axman swings it left side. Gets it into the hands of Fisher. Back to Axman. Kicks it out for a 19-footer. No good by Vest, but a long rebound. Fisher's able to grab her second. Throws it through the lane. The ball's tipped. It's loose. Picked right up underneath the hoop for an easy shot up and in by Nicole Rasmussen. Ball deflected right into her hand, and she took advantage. 31-19 Amherst, 50 seconds to go in the half. Ball up the floor, and they'll give it on to the left side, driving in. That time the shot by Hemmen will not go. Rebound brought down by Kelsey Vest. Axman will push it up the floor. Over to the right side they go. Rasmussen back up top to Vest. Skips it left side to Chelsea Brown. She's going to try the three-pointer. It is no good. Fighting for the loose ball. Amherst has it, and again it's Shelby Hemmen. 13 boards in the first half, and Hemmen will bring it all the way up the floor herself. Kick it to the right side, Fernandez. Fernandez, nice to the cutter, Juergens. Juergens underneath, she fouled. Keisha Juergens goes back to the line to shoot a pair. 16 seconds to go here in the half. And the foul looks like it's going to be on number 23, Allison Fisher. Of course, the Amherst transfer to Pleasanton, so this game probably has a little more meaning to her, as Juergens will put the first free throw on the way and short. Don't forget, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up. We'll take a look at the first half stats of our girls' game, preview the boys' game, which will follow. So stay with us for that. And now the second free throw for Juergens. Trying to add to that 12-point Amherst lead. It's on the way, and it's good. So Juergens hits one of two into the ball game. It'll be Mariah Tobenheim, 32-19 Amherst. Pleasanton's going to get one more shot to score here in quarter number two. Rasmussen will be at the timeline with 13. Works it to the right side. Into the corner they'll go to Dowell. Back out Axman. Zwiener's on the bench right now, so look for the outside shot. 5 seconds. There it is by Rasmussen. The three-pointer is short. Rebound brought down by Tobenheim, and we are at halftime. We are in a surprising first half of basketball. Amherst, Parents Night at home. You never know on a rivalry game, and right now they've got it going their way. It is Amherst 32, Pleasanton 19. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
From now through January 18th, 25% off every pair of shoes in the store. All apparel will be discounted from 20 to 40%, and you'll save 20% on bags, socks, hats, and accessories. All baseball and softball gloves will be at 15% off. Our anniversary sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And welcome back to Amherst High School on this Friday night, the 15th of January. Doug Duda with you as we take you to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. And somewhat of a surprise here at the half, 6-2 Amherst leading 11-0 Pleasanton, 32-19. We'll take a look at the stats coming your way in just a little bit. We'll also remind you that we've got more basketball to come on the boys' side. We will see Clark Ribble and his Amherst Broncos taking on the Pleasanton Bulldogs, led by Bill Giffen. And both teams have played some competitive basketball games, but right now Amherst is just 2-6. After winning their first two games, they have played some pretty darn good competition. 6-4 Loomis, lost by 10. Then Axtell, who at the time was ranked second in the state. Kearney Catholic, they lost to North Platte St. Pat's by one. Had a chance to win that in the consolation game of the holiday tournament. Then they took on Overton, state rated in D1. And their last game out last night, they played a pretty good game, coming up short to unbeaten Eustis Farnham, 64-51. If there is a little bit of a respite, it could be in the next few games. You're not going to be taking on teams that are 8-2, 9-0, 10-1. But they're not going to be taking on slouches either. Pleasanton, the rivalry game, the Bulldogs coming at 5-5. Shelton, that game's coming up next week. Then we'll see them take on Gibbon, who is without their top player in Josh Reinertsen. We'll be back here in Amherst for the Gibbon-Amherst games coming up next Thursday. And then it's Elwood and state-rated SCM before heading in to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. For Pleasanton, 5-5, but they've dropped their last two to SEM and Eustis Farnham. They lost to SEM in the championship game of the Arapaho Holiday Tournament by a 56-43 count, and then they lost to Eustis Farnham last Saturday, 66-44. So two very good teams in the FKC taking care of business there against Pleasanton. They had won four in a row in the meantime, including a win over Arapaho, a very good basketball team, in the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament. So it'll be interesting to see how this game plays out. We expect it to be a close game throughout. Pleasanton, they are able to slow it down, maybe be a more physical ball club than Amherst. And, of course, for Amherst, they've got Alec Martin in the very speedy team, and also big Lucas Cassin in the middle at 6'7". So they can speed the ball up the floor, lob it to the big guy, or shoot a lot of threes. We'll see how that game plays out tonight. But right now we are at halftime of the girls' game. Amherst 32, Pleasanton 19. The numbers are next on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year, and all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs!
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Doug Duda back with you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Ravenna, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Here's a look at your first half stats unofficially. First of all, for Pleasanton, Nicole Rasmussen has 4 points, 2 rebounds. Allison Fisher, 2 rebounds. Ashley Axman, 11 points, 3 rebounds. Kelsey Vest, 3 rebounds and a block shot. And Laurel Zwiener, 4 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 block shots. I had Pleasanton for 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting all from Ashley Axman, 3 of 4 in the first quarter and 4 of 4 in the second quarter of play. 3-point shooting for the Bulldogs, 0 of 1 in the first quarter and 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, I had them for 3 in the first quarter and 1 in the second. Foul situation, Allison Fisher has 2. Pleasanton had 9 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second, and at the half, the Bulldogs have 19 points, 13 rebounds. 7 out of 8 at the free throw line, all from Axman. 0 of 4 from 3-point land, 5 block shots, and 4 turnovers for the unbeaten Lady Dogs of Pleasanton. We'll come back and look at the numbers for Amherst right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look now at the first half stats for the Amherst Lady Broncos. Jessica Fernandez has 1 rebound. Kara Trampy, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Mariah Tobenheim has a rebound. Katie Klingelhofer, 2 points. Kylie Haynes has 8 points. She's hit both the three-pointers for the Broncos. Keisha Jurgens, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Mackenzie Bergstrom has 2 rebounds, but it was the Shelby Hemmons show in the first half of play. 16 points, 13 rebounds, and 1 block shot. I had Amherst for 14 rebounds in the first quarter, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first quarter, 2 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first quarter, 1 of 2 in the second. And turnovers, 5 in the first quarter, 2 in the second. Foul situation, Hemmons does have 2 in the ball game. Amherst had 17 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second. And at the half, the Lady Broncos, 32 points, 26 rebounds, 4 out of 7 at the free throw line, 2 of 7 from 3-point land, 1 block and 7 turnovers. And at the half, 6-2 Amherst leads Pleasanton 32-19. And I don't mean the following statement to sound funny. It's more fact. And watching Amherst over the years, they have 32 points and 26 rebounds at half. That would be a normal full game for the Amherst Lady Broncos. And they have done that here in one half. And what has to be their best half of basketball all season long. They put up 70 points opening night over Litchfield, and then they put up 57 against Callaway. But since then, they have not scored more than 45 points in any of their last 6 games. Their offense has struggled. They've only scored 41 points one time in their last 5 games. And they've got 32 points here against an unbeaten team in Pleasanton. So right now it's all clicking. Can they keep it going? It must be a big game if Matt Hadwiger's here, folks. It is a pretty good crowd. Well, it's a real good crowd. And it's not wrestling. It's basketball in Amherst. Wrestling Amherst is headed off to the good Sandhills tournament tomorrow up at Dunning. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. 32-19, Amherst leading Pleasanton. The second half is next.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And we're back here at Amherst. Doug Duda with you as we start the third quarter of play. The alternating possession, the ball will belong to the Broncos. Let's see what Pleasanton does defensively. Well, one thing you can tell already, they're going to stay in the zone, but they're going to extend the zone. The guards are already out to the three-point line, and immediately they steal the basketball, and up the floor they come. Axman takes it in, as she usually does. She takes it to the hoop and scores, and a good start for Pleasanton. Axman with 13 of the 21 points, and it's 32-21. So the immediate steal turned into points. Heaven to the left-hand corner. Goes to Brown, the original starters out there for both teams. Brown, Trampy, Haynes, Jurgens, and Heman for Amherst. Dowell, Rasmussen, Axman, Best, and Laurel Zwiener for Pleasanton. So extending that zone, they get it down to Heman. Her pass out front, tip. Boy, already Pleasanton got the steal on this possession down the floor. They've knocked the ball away three times. They just haven't got the steal. They get to the cutter, Jurgens inside. The ball blocked from behind by Kelsey Best. Fight for the loose ball, picked up by Jurgens. Dumps it into the corner to Brown. And she'll have to get it out of there. Reset here for Amherst. So already in the first minute, the Broncos happen to work much, much harder than they did in the first half. Into the corner, they'll go to Haynes. Back out. Top of the key, Jurgens. Let's see if they get that ball to Hammond. They force it into the paint, and it's easily stolen away. Stolen away there by Rasmussen. And Nicole will bring the ball up the floor. Give it off on the left side to Axman. And it looks like right now a zone as well for Amherst. And Pleasanton some trouble with it over and back. Dowell and Rasmussen were standing next to each other. The pass came out, and they each thought it was for the other. And both teammates watched the ball going into the backcourt. It goes. So back over to the Amherst Broncos, and they'll go to Jurgens. Turnaround jumper immediately nailed from the free throw line, and it's 34-21 Amherst. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter of play. On the left wing, Courtney Dowell into the corner. Axman right back out to Dowell. Now they'll just reverse it over to Axman, but that takes so long to develop that it didn't affect Amherst. So they get it to Zwiener, knocked out of her hands by Trampy, but they pick the ball back up. On the low post, they go to Vest. Inside Zwiener, nice little give and go, and Zwiener scores. 6 points from Laurel Zwiener, 34-23. Amherst with the lead, trying to get it to Hammond. The ball knocked away by Rasmussen. Picked up the loose ball as Trampy, blocked and taken away. Zwiener, outlet pass, two on none the other way. Axman goes in for the layup. She's fouled. The shot's no good. The foul will be on Haynes. That'll be her first. Two free throws coming up for Ashley Axman, who is 7 of 8 at the free throw line so far in this basketball game. She has a game-high 13 points, team-high 13 points. And the first free throw by Axman is up and in. 34-24. And checking into the ball game is going to be Mariah Tobenheim. Second free throw now for Axman. On the way, dancing around, sitting there, and it rolls off, but it falls right into the hands, oh, of Amherst. Shelby Hammond won the battle for it. It sat there so long, and she was unable to get things done there on the other side. And here's a three-pointer, Brown on the way. It's going to go up no good. And the long rebound run down there by number 13, Courtney Dowell. So here come the Pleasanton Bulldogs trailing by 10. Inside Zwiener, little spin move. Again, it won't go, that one-handed jumper. And Hammond has pulled down her 15th rebound here in the basketball game. Pressure in the backcourt. Ball kicked away. It'll stay with the Amherst Broncos. Coach Nicky Eckhout thought maybe there should have been a foul in the backcourt. The coaches have been pretty good. They haven't had a lot to say to the officials so far tonight. Can't say that for the crowd, as you can probably tell. Amherst basketball leading it by 10. They've been up by as much as 15. And the ball kicked again. So Amherst will have to throw it in one more time on the far side in front of the Pleasanton bench, away from the stands, away from their bench. And Trampy will throw it in. Again, Pleasanton has just brought that zone out a little bit more here to start the second half. Rasmussen knocks it away. Timeout situation, Pleasanton has two remaining, Amherst has four. And if Amherst doesn't get it going a little bit here in the next minute or so, I'm guessing Coach Eckhout will probably have to use one of those timeouts and make some adjustments, and the ball stolen away. Knocked out of there by Dowell. Here comes Axman to the other end. Can't get inside. Stutter dribble. Bounce pass to Rasmussen. Dribble it off her foot. Stolen away. Coming out of there with it is Tobenheim. So Pleasanton gives it right back. Give credit to Amherst for getting back and not letting the transition bucket occur. At the other end, spin move by Hemmen. Up too strong. Rebound by Zwiener. Laurel, long outlet pass the other way. There's another short jumper, but it won't go for Axman. Another miss, and the rebound brought down by Juergens. 34-24 Amherst, 4:35 to go here in the third quarter. Trampy with the crossover. Free throw line, cut off there by Zwiener. Into the corner, now left elbow. Juergens puts it up, and it rolls off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound brought down, and a foul called. Offensive rebound, Mariah Tobenheim. And the foul going to be called on the Bulldogs. Number 21, Nicole Rasmussen. Her first foul of the half on the Bulldogs. At the line will be Mariah Tobenheim, looking for her first points of the ball game, and the first free throw is good. 35-24. Looks like most of these girls must have practiced their free throw shooting in the junior high over at the Haynes Barn with a low roof, very low roof. A lot of flat-looking free throws, but they're going in. Second free throw, up and in. So Tobenheim puts it up. And scores, 36-24, with 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. Lead is 12. Into the front court with it is going to be Dowell. Swings it into the right-hand corner to Fisher, who just checked in. We'll give you a couple more subs here off that free throw attempt. Three-pointer on the way, Dowell, no good. 0-5 for Pleasanton beyond the arc. Rebound, Hemmen. And I have Shelby for 16 boards so far in this basketball game. She's also got 16 points all in the first half. Trampy gives it off on the right side to Katie Klingelhofer. Drives, puts it off the glass, no good. Zwiener will pull down her fifth board, and Pleasanton will push the ball up the floor. Bulldogs with 5 points in the quarter, 4-4 Amherst, and we're at the 3:45 mark. Right side Fisher drops it into the corner. Rasmussen back out top, lob it into Zwiener, draws the double team. That one-handed jumper that time goes off the glass for Laurel Zwiener. 8 points in the ball game, 36-26. Trampy brings the ball up the floor, working on Kelly Bauer. Double team, right-hand corner, 17-footer on the way. Too strong by Tobenheim. Rebound brought down by Courtney Dowell, and she is going to be fouled. Over the back on Katie Klingelhofer. Her first personal foul, second team foul of the half on the Broncos. Now you're in that two-minute stretch here where Pleasanton is either going to make a move or Amherst is going to be able to hold them off. Amherst has had the lead the whole game. And now they've got to be worried about being in hang-on mode. And Pleasanton throws it away on the inbounds pass. And that's probably the hardest the basketball has ever been spiked. It was headed towards the out-of-bounds at mid-court coming over. Ashley Axman tried to punch it back into play, and she did, but long. And now Axman makes the steal. Axman with the steal to the other end. Fouled, layup, missed it. Opportunities a couple of times here for three-point plays, but couldn't get it to go. And the foul is going to be called on Kara Trampy, her second. And at the line, Axman. Again, Pleasanton getting a lot of their points from the big two of Axman and Zwiener. Just not enough right now. They're behind by 10. Free throw up and in for Axman. 15 points for Ashley, 8 points for Zwiener, and that's 23 of the 27. The other four belong to Nicole Rasmussen. And eventually this is going to catch up to Pleasanton. If they don't get a little more scoring, doesn't have to be balanced. They just need a couple of more players to chip in. Axman scores both free throws, and it's 36-28. This is as close as Pleasanton has been since midway through the second quarter. Hemmen, high post, tries, kicks it out of the right wing. Here's a three-pointer on the way, up and in by Mariah Tobenheim. That's a big shot to give a little more breathing room to Amherst just when Pleasanton was starting to make a run. 39-28 Amherst, 2:50 to go, third quarter. Kelsey Vest with it on the right side of the key. Deep right-hand corner behind the arc is going to be Axman. Skip pass left side Bauer. Wide open, 10-footer. Off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped around, and another one for Shelby Hemmen. Open shot that time wouldn't fall for Pleasanton. Their shooting percentage is going to not be too high unless they really kick it in gear here over the last 10 and a half minutes. 39-28 Broncos. Up top with it is Tobenheim. Gives it off there to Klingelhoffer. And we've got a whistle in 3 seconds is going to be called on Amherst. Amherst with their fifth turnover of the quarter. That is their 12th of the ball game. Pleasanton's given it up 3 times this quarter, 7 in the ball game. 2:20 to go here, quarter number 3, 39-28 Amherst, Pleasanton ball. Bauer gives it off on the right side to Kelsey Vest. Kicks it into the corner, tries to set the pick for Zwiener, does so, turnaround jumper no good, might have been a foul there, but no whistle, and it's kicked out of bounds off the Bulldogs. So Amherst will throw it in, and Pleasanton wants to check Nicole Rasmussen back in. A little surprised Pleasanton isn't throwing on a little more pressure. Now, albeit they're not making a lot of shots to slap that full court pressure on, but even right here, for instance, Amherst is going to throw it into the backcourt, and Rasmussen is in the backcourt, but no real full court pressure. Into the ball game, the freshman, Kiana Leach, for the Broncos, and she'll try and bring the ball up the floor. 5-1 freshman, good crossover, working on Rasmussen, brings it to the left-hand wing, to the baseline, and now kicks it out. Into the hands of Haynes, fakes the three, tries to cross-court pass it, stolen away again by Axman. Ashley, 1-on-4 all the way down, missed the layup. Offensive rebound, oh, a jump is going to be called. A tie-up there between Nicole Rasmussen and Mackenzie Bergstrom. And the arrow points the way of Pleasanton. They'll take it out underneath their own hoop. The simple lob to Zwiener, her 8-footer spins out, no good. Rebound brought down by Kylie Haynes, her first of the ball game. Up the floor come the Broncos, holding on to the 11-point lead. Nice drive, Tobenheim, the runner off the iron, no good. Got her own rebound. Zwiener's going to block that shot, though, and it'll be pulled down underneath by Ashley Axman. So Tobenheim battled, but she's given up a foot there to Zwiener. The Pleasanton's been stuck on 28 here for quite a while. Axman down to the low post. Zwiener draws the triple team and draws the foul. Looks like some free throws coming up for Laurel. These will be her first free throws of the game. And the foul is going to be called on Kiana Leach. That'll be her first personal foul. Fourth team foul. Zwiener, 8 points, 5 boards, 6 blocks. First free throw of the night for Laurel Zwiener is good. Again, Laurel, you don't think about the centers and the tall post players and girls basketball being able to hit that shot from out there, but Zwiener's pretty good at the free throw line, as we've always said, and very comfortable shooting the jumper from out there. Second free throw, Zwiener hits the front of the iron, so she got 1 and 2. Axman got the rebound, though. Once, no good. Second time, yes. Ashley Axman stuck with it, and a 3-point trip down the floor. The lead back down to 8, 39-31 Amherst, 1:10 to go, third quarter. Jurgens kicks it out. Haynes, 3-pointer on the way. It's going to be off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Axman comes out of there with it. Outlet pass goes to Vest. She'll slow it down, though, with 55 seconds. So here come Pleasanton one more time. 8-point deficit, and they've got the ball. Skip pass right side, Rasmussen. Back up top to Vest. High post to Zwiener, double team. Right side, Rasmussen. She comes to the baseline looking for Zwiener. Throws it to her, handles the pass, got fouled. Boy, every time now we're getting a whistle. And Laurel will go back to the line to shoot two. Amherst is doing a great job of double-teaming anytime Zwiener or Axman gets the ball, and the foul will be on Kylie Haynes, her second. And Zwiener was just there, went 1 of 2 at the line. First free throw this time for Laurel is good. 6 in the quarter, 10 of the ball game for Laurel Zwiener. Back into the ball game, Shelby Hemmen, who has been shut out offensively here in the second half after putting up 16 in the first half. Second free throw now for Zwiener is on the way and in. So Laurel hits them both. It's a 6-point game, 39-33. A 5-0 run here by the Bulldogs. Up the floor with it is Trampy. Trampy, left corner, wide open Haynes. 13-footer, that won't go. Rebound tipped around, comes out to Trampy. Her follow shot won't go. Hemmen follow shot won't go. And finally, Zwiener will come out of there with it. And a chance here to put the final touches on this third quarter for Amherst, for Pleasanton with 15 seconds. Rasmussen up top, they'll swing it over to Bauer. Left-hand corner, Axman, 10 seconds. Lob it into the paint. There's Rasmussen, low block right side. Her jumper won't go. Rebound brought down by Hemmen. And she'll hold out of the ball, and this third quarter will come to an end. And after 3 quarters of play here at Amherst on Parents' Night, the Lady Broncos are 8 minutes away from an upset, but Pleasanton has closed the gap. It's Amherst 39, Pleasanton 33 on KKPR.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from Certified Techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
And welcome back to Amherst High School. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. Also on the web, kkpr.com. The boys' game will be coming up around 8 o'clock. Right now, though, we go to the fourth quarter of our girls' game. Amherst has the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading unbeaten Pleasanton 39-33. And they'll get it to Hemmen. After being shut out in the third quarter, she needs a good start here. Into the corner, Brown, three-pointer on the way, no good. And Zwiener is tied up underneath by Kylie Haynes. The arrow will point the way of Pleasanton, so they'll get the ball, but Haynes at least changes the arrow. Hemmen had 16 points, 13 rebounds in the first half, no points, but six rebounds in the third quarter. In that third quarter, Pleasanton outscored Amherst 14-7, and now a walk at the other end. That is the eighth turnover, according to my book, for Pleasanton. Amherst has 13, six of them in the last quarter. Foul situation, nobody's in any trouble. Nobody has more than two. As we go into this fourth quarter, Pleasanton has two timeouts. Amherst has four. 39-33, left elbow Hemmen. Back up top, Haynes. Fakes the three, comes into the paint, right side from 12. No good. Rebound tip back out to Kylie. That's her third. So Amherst will get a second chance here. But they've been on 39 for almost 4 minutes. Continue to move the ball around the perimeter to Haynes. Back up top, they'll go to Brown. Chelsea right side to Trampy. Amherst has to be careful of not playing not to lose right now, and Juergens will put the jumper up way off the mark that time. I think she took off on the back foot, no good. And the ball squirts out. Haynes is able to pick it up and save it again to Trampy. A minute gone here in quarter number four. Juergens squares, but right into Zwiener. Back out Haynes. Can't get the three away to Trampy. Thinking about it, but Axford is right there on her. Good defense here by Pleasanton. Then it's stolen away. Stolen away that time by Dow. She'll go to the other end. Stop and walk. Oh, good defense by Haynes. So the teams exchange turnovers. She wanted to come to the jump stop, and as she did, Haynes just flew by her, and she took that extra step. She kind of got scared and jerked it and wasn't able to come to the stop. So nobody has scored in the first 90 seconds here of quarter number four. Picks it up top. Haynes has it. Puts the jumper up. A lot of shots flat right now. Might be getting tired. It hit the front of the iron, and the rebound comes down to Dowell. 39-33 Amherst, 6:20 to go in our ball game. Dowell swings it left side. Rasmussen with it. One dribble up top to Vest. Back over to Rasmussen. Axman, who has a team-high 18 points, has the ball. Into the paint, leaves it back off for Vest. Zwiener, who has 11 now, makes a move in the paint, tries to push off. Shot no good. Hemmen will bring down the rebound. Well, Hemmen has obviously not been intimidated against Zwiener tonight. She had a chance to battle her last year, and this year she is handling it. Here's Haynes from 16, no good. But another offensive rebound. Juergens kicks it back out of the wing. Brown, 12-footer, no good. Amherst having trouble right now as the rebound is brought down by Kelsey Vest. But the good thing for Amherst, the clock continues to run. 5:40 to go in the game. Still, nobody has scored in the fourth. Vest, they give it to the high post to Zwiener. She dribbles right side of the lane. Fadeaway jumper, and they'll call a foul. Shot no good, but Laurel will go to the line. Pleasanton is 13 of 16 from the free throw line in this ball game. Amherst is 6 of 9. And Zwiener is 3 of 4. The foul on Shelby Hemmen, her third. Six fouls have been called on Amherst, one on Pleasanton in the half. Free throw good by Zwiener. She's got a dozen points. The score. Second free throw coming up. The 11-point lead at one time is back down to four. 39-35 as Wiener hits them both. Amherst has been on 39 for nearly 6 minutes. Right side with it is going to be Mariah Tobenheim. They try to lob it inside. Good pass to Juergens underneath. She put it up and in. Juergens, great catch in traffic. She's got 8 points. And that'll break the spell on the rim that time for Amherst. They finally move the scoreboard. 41-35 Broncos. 5 minutes to go in the ball game against their rivals, unbeaten Pleasanton, as Axman drives the lane and finally gets one to go in traffic. 20 points for Ashley Axman. And now the intensity is picking up again. Pleasanton has got themselves back in the ball game. Up the floor with it, Trampy. Runner from the free throw line. Good. Tough shot, Trampy. 43-37. Amherst with the lead by six, trying to hang on here with 4:40 to go in the ballgame. Axman with it on the right side of the key. Up top they'll go. Bauer's going to fire a three. Won't go that time. Offensive rebound. Dowell has it, puts it up, and draws the foul. And Hemmen was down there. Will it be her fourth? There were two Broncos playing defense. Well, let's see what Brett Wetton tells us. He double checks and says the foul is on Shelby Hemmen, and that is her fourth personal foul. At the line, Courtney Dowell to shoot two, and she'll put it up and in. That's her first point of the basketball game. 43-38. Hemmen comes out. Mackenzie Bergstrom is in. Katie Klingelhofer is in. You got Juergens, Trampy, and Tobenheim on the floor. Second free throw, no good, and the rebound comes out long. Axman can't quite grab it, and it goes out of bounds. Bowers, Wiener, Axman, Rasmussen on the floor along with Dowell. 43-38 Amherst ball and a 5-point lead. Across the timeline, dangerous pass, but able to pick it up is Kara Trampy. Trampy's going to have to be able to control that ball as she gives it over to Klingelhofer. Into the corner to Juergens. Wraparound pass inside to Bergstrom. Runs right into Tobenheim. Runs right into Zwiener, and out of bounds it goes. Turnover by Amherst. And back to the Bulldogs. 43-38 Amherst. 4:05 to go in the ballgame. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Amherst, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you. A lot more interesting than maybe we thought it would be as Wiener hits the layup off Axman. Wiener with 15 points, and Axman, they thought she was going to take that spin shot, but didn't. It's a 2-3-point game. Amherst into the front court, Trampy. Between the circles goes right side to Tobenheim. To the right elbow they go. Back right side, Tobenheim. 14-footer off the rim, no good. Loose ball, foul on Amherst, and that means a 1-1. And Coach Eckhout is not happy, and she's letting one of the officials hear about it. Not the one that committed the foul, either. The foul is going to be called on Katie Klingelhofer after the missed shot. Goes over the back, and at the line to shoot a 1-1 is Nicole Rasmussen. Eight fouls to one, and that's why the Amherst fans are not real happy right now. Nicole Rasmussen with the free throw. Good. It is a 2-point ball game. 43-41. In the second half, just 11 points for Amherst. Second free throw now for Rasmussen. A chance to cut the lead to one, and she does. 43-42, a 1-point lead. It was 15 at one point, and now pressure being put on. Amherst will break the pressure into the front court, Katie Klingelhofer, and we've got a foul called on a hand check, and you're going to hear a big round of applause here as they call a foul on Pleasanton. Allison Fisher, that's her third personal foul, and a timeout being called by the Pleasanton Bulldogs. They'll have just one remaining, a full-length timeout. With 3:24 to go in the ball game, Amherst has the ball, but the lead is 43-42.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills.
And we're back here as they're ready to get back to action. Amherst with the basketball. And your score, 43-42 Amherst. 3:20 to go. Broncos in the corner. Trampy's shot is blocked by Rasmussen, and it goes out of bounds. So it will be Amherst basketball. Nicole Rasmussen blocked the basketball out of bounds. Good coverage there by her. A lot of time left, so Amherst is going to need a couple buckets here if they want to pull the upset. They were up by 15. Now it's one. Out front with it is Mariah Tobenheim. And their leading scorer, Shelby Hemmen, had all 16 of her points in the first half. Trampy in the corner. She'll fire the jumper up from 17. No. Rebound brought down by Laurel Sweener. And a chance for Pleasanton to take their first lead of the basketball game. They were up 2-0. They haven't led since. Jumper Fisher, short. Rebound. Put back up. And no good by Axman, but Sweener gets it. It won't go. Axman has it again. And she's clobbered and scores. And isn't that the way it always goes? You can miss, you can miss, you can miss, but as soon as you get fouled, that ball goes in and Pleasanton has the lead, 44-43. Axman will go to the line and try and complete the three-point play. It was 39-28. It's been a 16-4 run. The foul will be called on Mackenzie Bergstrom, her first. And Axman at the line puts it up, and it will not go, and the rebound brought down by Keisha Juergens. 44-43 with 2:40 to go in the ballgame. Let's see how Amherst responds. Trampy right down the middle. Good kickoff left side. Jumper Tobenheim will not go. Rebound brought down and a travel called on Pleasanton. Axman came shooting through there and couldn't keep their momentum under control. And so no rebound, no travel. Just it stays with the Amherst Broncos. No possession, actually. They'll give the ball back to the Broncos underneath their own hoop. They'll throw it into the corner. Faking the three and driving in is going to be Trampy. Shot no good. Rebound Haynes. Put back no good. Got him again. She's trying to get out of there now because she's in the land of giants. Back up top with 2:20 to go. Let's see what Coach Eckhout has to do here with her Lady Broncos. Right side driving. The shot is on the way. Tobenheim short again. Rebound Zwiener. Laurel with 10 boards down the ball game. And we are down to 2 minutes left in the contest. 44-43 Pleasanton here on KKPR. They'll lob it down to Zwiener. Tries to back her way into the paint. Turnaround jumper no good. Over Hemmen. The rebound brought down by Trampy. Trampy wants to run. Amherst has numbers, but they don't attack the hoop. And then a foul by Fisher. She was trying to stay out of the way, and then Trampy backed up and ran into it. Fisher with her fourth personal foul, but just the third team foul of the second half. On the Bulldogs, into the ball game for Pleasanton, Kelly Bauer and Nicole Rasmussen. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. A full-length timeout by Amherst. 1:48 to go here in the basketball game. And your score is Pleasanton 44, Amherst 43, Bronco ball when we come back.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Don't forget, when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. Pleasanton, one timeout. And according to my book, Amherst, three remaining. Amherst has the ball on the side in the front court. Pleasanton has outscored Amherst 25-11 in the second half and leads by one. Amherst will get it in. Haynes will throw it to Trampy. Tobenheim's out there along with Hemmen and Juergens. Off the pick, right side, tried the pick and roll. Here's a three-pointer. Haynes up and in. They set it up for a three. She's got all three threes for Amherst in the ball game. 46-44, Amherst by two. A minute and a half left in the contest. Up the floor, Dow to Rasmussen on the low block into Axman. She's tied up, and the arrow points the way of Amherst. They triple down on Axman, and Pleasanton with their 10th turnover of the ball game. And another timeout will be called here by Amherst. That's the luxury of not using them early. They can use them late and set up a play on almost every possession down the stretch. 1:25 to go in the basketball game. Amherst will use their final full-length timeout. It is the Broncos 46, the Bulldogs 44. We'll be right back.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We're coming down to the wire here on KKPR. Amherst basketball against full court pressure by Pleasanton. A minute 25 to go. Amherst leads it by two. Heaven to the backcourt, fakes the pass, now dribbles it into the front court. Pleasanton's only committed three fouls, so they can take a chance on steals because a foul won't hurt them. Only Fisher is in trouble. Amherst playing a little keep away. A minute 10 to go. Out top, Haynes. Left side to Trampy. Pleasanton still in the zone. They are not a good man-to-man team. They never have to play it. Up top to Juergens. They're playing keep away. Hammond, who back cut was there, but they didn't see it. Back out front, they'll go to Haynes. 55 seconds to go. And Pleasanton needs to foul, and they do. Kelly Bauer reaches in and commits the personal foul, her first, team's fourth. And Coach Payton signaling for a final timeout right here. And so they're going to have to play the rest of the way. According to my book, without a timeout, I think that's it for Pleasanton. They used a couple in the first quarter when they fell behind big. 53 seconds to go in the ball game. It is Amherst still leading Pleasanton, 46-44. Amherst fall when we come back.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
From now through January 18, 25% off every pair of shoes in the store. All apparel will be discounted from 20 to 40%, and you'll save 20% on bags, socks, hats, and accessories. All baseball and softball gloves will be at 15% off. Our anniversary sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
53 seconds to go in a basketball game. Amherst 46, Pleasanton 44. Pleasanton's unbeaten streak on the line. Amherst ball, and on the inbounds, we get a quick foul. That's going to be on Courtney Dell, her first, team's fifth. Still 53 seconds to go. We've been talking to some Amherst fans during the break. I said, when's the last time Amherst? Because I don't remember. And they just said it's been a long time since the Amherst girls have beaten Pleasanton. But this one's not over yet. Amherst to throw it in. They get it to Trampy. Pleasanton's got to be smart here. And now they're just going to try and foul. And there it is. Foul on Axman. That's her first, team sixth. The problem was Pleasanton never really tried to steal the basketball. They just went up and grabbed and swung and just gave away these fouls. They've got six in the ballgame, so the next one's a one-and-one. A lot of time left. You don't have to foul quite yet to send them to the line. Into Hammond at midcourt. Knocked away by Axman. Axman with the steal. Axman to the other end. She'll score, and we're tied. Ashley Axman with the steal and score. 46 apiece. Full court pressure in the backcourt. Tie up. Arrow points the way of Pleasanton. Zwiener runs in and calls the jump ball. And just like that, Pleasanton's in control. And I think they might want a timeout here. Let's see. No, they're going to give the ball over to Pleasanton underneath their own hoop. Tied at 46. The first tie since it's 2-2. And Pleasanton's out of timeouts. 35 seconds remaining. 30 seconds remaining. Amherst goes for the steal. They got to be careful, and they commit a foul, and that is the 10th. So in about 15 seconds, the complexion of the game has changed. A blocking foul out front. Kara Trampy reached once. They didn't call it. When she went the second time, they did, and that's just a play you just don't want to see about 25 feet away from the hoop. But now it's up to Courtney Dowell to try and knock down the two free throws. Again, plenty of time left. First one good. Dowell calmly steps up and nails it. 47-46, Pleasanton, 27 seconds left to go. Second free throw good. 48-46. And again, they throw that ball into the corner and a timeout by Amherst. Boy, they did the exact same thing they did the play before when there was a jump ball. But Amherst has the timeout, and so they get to reset with 24 and a half seconds to go in the ball game. It is Pleasanton 48 and Amherst 46. As we said, you could never start thinking about the win early enough. One timeout remaining for Amherst. None for Pleasanton. If Pleasanton fouls, it would be a 1-1. If Amherst takes a 3 for the win, most likely it would be by Hain. Although Tobenheim has hit 1-2. 24 seconds to go. Pleasanton's going to put on full court pressure. Amherst leads by, Pleasanton leads by 2. Sweeter will guard the inbound. Haynes to throw it in. Looking, makes the pass, and it's swatted back at her by Zwiener. Amherst is way in the corner, so there's not a lot of room to work with to try and get this ball in. Coach Eckhout wanted to know if she can run the baseline, which she can't, so they'll try again. Good defense by Pleasanton trying to get the ball in. Trouble, they get it into Trampy. Trampy against full court pressure. Ball knocked away, got it back. 3-on-1. She'll stop. She's fouled. She is fouled. It'll be a 1-1, and the clock did not start. The clock did not start, so we still have 24.6 seconds to go. This rivalry's got a little bit of everything. The fans going at it. The clock didn't start. And let's see what they're going to do about that. At the line will be Kara Trampy to shoot a 1-1. If I'm Amherst right now, I don't want him to take any time off the clock. The foul was called on number 11, Kelly Bauer, her second. Seventh team foul, 1-1. Coach Pace is going to agree. That's fine. They're going to take 4 seconds off the clock, it looks like. Let's find out. They have to reset the clock here, and that's going to make Trampy still wait at the free throw line. They don't have the clock set. There we go. And the free throw is up and in. So a lot of stuff going on here as Trampy makes the free throw. Cuts it to 1. 48-47. 20 and a half seconds to go. A chance to tie it here. The senior Trampy puts it up. No good. Rebound. Axman has it. Ashley comes out of there with a basketball. 17 seconds and she will be fouled in the backcourt. So Ashley Axman will go to the line and shoot 2 with 15 seconds to go. Axman so far in this basketball game has put up 13 free throws and hit 10 of them. She's got 24 points. The foul on Haynes, her third. 2 free throws. The first one is up and short, no good. She's missed her last 2. Needs this one to make it a 2-point game. 48-47, Pleasanton, 15 seconds to go, Axman's free throw on the way, too strong, rebound, Zwiener tips it, but Amherst has it, Trampy has the basketball, trying to get up the floor with it, 10 seconds, outlet pass to Juergens, down by 1, into the corner, 3-pointer, Tobenheim, good, and Pleasanton doesn't have a timeout, Amherst has won the basketball game, it's all over, Tobenheim hits the game winner. And Amherst has upset the Pleasanton Bulldogs 49-48. Mariah Tobenheim, 7 points in the ball game, and number 6 and 7 were the biggest. A rare regular season loss for Pleasanton. And the biggest game in a number of years for the Amherst Lady Broncos. On Parents' Night, they win the rivalry. Amherst, 49. Pleasanton, 48. We'll be back with all the numbers right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year, and all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs!
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
It's time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Wishing you a happy new year in 2010 and thanking you for your business over the past 125 years. Yes, 125 plus at Misco Sports. On the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week with Red Ledge ski coats half off, Red Ledge ski pants on sale as well. They have Columbia gloves, Nike and Adidas stocking caps, and all shoes are on sale as well at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Well, that wasn't bad. 49-48, Amherst with the win. Pleasanton not going to think it's all that great, but Amherst, it's been a number of years since the Amherst girls beat Pleasanton, and with Pleasanton being as great as they've been, including this year, they got caught tonight. They just got off to too slow of a start, and even though they were able to take the lead after being down by as many as 15, they never led by more than two. They missed a couple of free throws there late in the fourth quarter, and Amherst was able to hit the game-winning shot. Mariah Tobenheim, they credited her with a two. It was about an 18-footer in the left-hand corner. She got open. She knocked down the jumper. Pleasanton didn't have any timeouts. They got the ball in with about 3 seconds, but couldn't get the ball up the floor for even a shot attempt. And it was all over. Amherst goes to 7-2, and Pleasanton loses their first game of the year and falls to 11-1. We'll give you all the numbers next.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
And back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, let's take a look now at the final stats of our ball game. First off, for Pleasanton, kind of the same story even when they're winning. Only four players scored tonight for the Bulldogs. Courtney Dowell hit 3 points. All three were free throws in the fourth quarter. She had four rebounds. Nicole Rasmussen, 6 points, three rebounds and a block. Allison Fisher, two rebounds. Ashley Axman had a game-high 24 points, nine rebounds. Kelsey Vest, four rebounds and two blocks. And Laurel Zwiener, 15 points, a team-high 10 rebounds, and seven block shots in the basketball game. 13 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Pleasanton, 7 of 8 in the first half, 13 of 19 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, and 6 in the second half of play. For Pleasanton, 19 points in the first half, 29 in the second half. But the Bulldogs tonight see their perfect season come to an end. 48 points, 32 rebounds, 20 out of 27 at the free throw line, 0 of 6 from three-point land, 10 block shots, 10 turnovers. But Pleasanton will now fall to 11-1 on the season. And up next for the Lady Bulldogs, they will be hosting SEM tomorrow night. And SEM has been playing some decent basketball. Then Ansley rolls in next week at home as well for Pleasanton. And Ansley, state-rated at 9-1. So it's not going to get a whole lot easier for the Lady Bulldogs. We'll look at Amherst numbers next on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Hillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
And welcome back to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the basketball game for Amherst. They had a total of six players score. Jessica Fernandez, one rebound. Kara Trampy, 5 points, eight rebounds. Mariah Toppenheim, 7 points, three rebounds, and had the game-winning shot. Katie Klingelhofer had 2 points. Kylie Haynes, 11 points. She hit three threes of the ball game. She had six rebounds. Keisha Jurgens, 8 points, seven rebounds. Mackenzie Bergstrom, three rebounds in the ball game, and Shelby Hammond, who got them off to a start that were able to keep them at least in this ball game and get them the big lead and give them a chance to hold on at the end. She had a team-high 16 points, but all 16 for Hammond were in the first half. She pulled down a career-high, I'm guessing, 20 rebounds in this basketball game, and she had one block shot. The shocking total is Amherst out-rebounded Pleasanton tonight, 48-32, one of the key reasons they were able to win the ball game tonight. 26 rebounds in the first half, 22 in the second half. Free throws for Amherst, 4 of 7 in the first half, 3 of 4 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 2 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in the first half, and 9 in the second half. Amherst had 32 points at halftime, 17 points in the second half, but it was the last two that counted on Tobenheim's 18-footer. 49 points, 48 rebounds. 7 out of 11 from the free throw line, 4 of 12 from three-point land, one block shot and 16 turnovers. Amherst improves to 7-2 by upsetting D2 third-ranked Pleasanton tonight, 49-48. Amherst will be home on Tuesday to take on Shelton, and we will be back here on Thursday to see them battle Gibbon on 98.9. We'll wrap it up after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And you've been listening to the Mishko Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Don't forget all shoes right now on sale at Mishko Sports. Exciting down to the wire. Mariah Tobenheim's jumper with 4 seconds to go gives Amherst the 49-48 upset of Pleasanton in our girls' game. We expect a real good boys' game as well. We'll take a short break. Be back with you in about 15 minutes. Look for an 8-10 tip time for the boys' game here on Parents' Night. Thanks for joining us. Stay here on KKPR.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.